Okay, this is a review of the podcast, the Business Jad podcast that we've just recorded, and Roger's looking very concerned. What are you concerned about?
It got incredibly noisy in our recording space.
That's because, there were three people at the other side of the room who were having animated conversation.
They were.
And we don't know, actually, what effect that's going to have on the end.
We don't, because I, although it's all recorded, I'm not familiar enough with the recording device to fast forward to that particular part of the recording. It starts beautifully, but towards the end,
We're left worried. We're left very worried.
So we're quite disturbed
and bothered at the moment.
Yes.
Yes, I can tell you.
We're thinking, frankly.
You know, we learn from this, right? We need to have a word with anyone else who's in the room and ask them if they could, for a particular bit of time, not make too much noise. Otherwise,
yes,
we might have to. And I don't want to move location.
I don't want to move location either. Right. But if it's at a certain point that people can't actually hear.
No. We only stay here if we can do good enough quality audio, because we can't get our sound production team to spend days and days Now, we've finished now recording, so this doesn't matter, right?
No.
But in terms of earlier, when we were doing the podcast, But look. What about the content? How did you feel about discussing not just one email from Chris Brogan today, but also trying to blend together conversation about AJ Leyan from Misfits Inc.
I liked it.
What did you think of that?
I liked it because we didn't just touch upon. Okay, so we had two key emails that we discussed, and I thought they blended together beautifully because they were pretty much saying the same thing but in a different way. I thought there was lovely crossover in some of the phrases used, and I liked the fact that AJ's email was kind of set up the whole thing, and then Chris's email gave some practical advice as well, some action points, things that you could do to help yourself.
But for a long time, you know, I've been very keen to do something about AJ Leyan. I have this project going on, which is to record 1,080 poems in support and celebration of AJ Leyan. So kind of that's a bit like a parallel project, if you like. But in some way, I have wanted to discuss his emails. He sends two a week, you know.
Yes.
Two a week.
Well, not only that, his second one this week came in while we were talking, or his first
one this week. Yeah, I mean, for me, two a week is too many. I prefer there to be one a week, but that's his decision, you know. I have one to read on a Sunday morning from Chris Brogan, and then I think it's, what is it? Is it Tuesday and Saturday or Friday that AJ Leyan's one comes in?
Certainly Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because we're recording on a Tuesday and it came in.
By the way, do you know that today or yesterday or any day now is going to be the decision about who has won the huge amount of support that AJ Leyan is going to give to one cause or one business? Do you remember that?
I do.
I wonder who's going to win that.
You must be.
I don't think we. No. I don't think we want to even mention that, Roger. That's a private matter between me and obscurity. Absolutely. But the point is, look. How do you feel after you're buoyed up after this morning?
Yes and no. Because I think it was such a good episode. I am disappointed that the noise
at the end
issue may have ruined the end. So it's like taking the perfect photograph only to find that it's badly exposed and actually not any good to anybody. And we do have a producer, but he can't work miracles. Well, he can work miracles, but
I don't want him to work miracles because, to a certain extent, I don't want him to spend too many hours doing it. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's warts and all. This is a real live podcast, and frankly, if the sound gets poor at the end, I mean, okay. So what if somebody's website doesn't get mentioned at the end? We can always give them a plug in the show notes.
I think it's more fundamental than people's websites. I think it's the actual conversation.
Look, we can even type up the actual words that were used at the end and say, look, you don't hear this said, but that's what was actually said.
That's what's said, yes.
You know, yeah. So, but you began the day very grumpy because you didn't get your own copy yet of the of a book that you were expecting to have before me. So you began kind of quite, you know, grumpy or tetchy. Then you completely lost that and got into a very good humour, right? And then you end up, you know, being bothered.
Yes, yeah. Well...
Are you a perfectionist, I have to ask you?
Unfortunately.
Do you have that disability?
Probably, yes.
I do.
I do have that disability.
Well, this is... Life is therapy, you know that. Life is therapy.
Life is therapy.
Life is therapy. Okay. Okay, this is enough of a review of this, I think, for the moment.
Yeah,
anything you want to add in?
What I want to add in is... this is one of those episodes where a definite progression is shown, I think. I think it's kind of every... I think you leap up to the next level in terms of conversation, things you're able to draw in. You stay on that level, and then you leap up again, and you leap up. And it's continual improvement. And I think this was one of those episodes where if we were to go back, we'd actually go, yeah, that was a step. That was a step back. How about you? No, enough about me. How about you? You always ask me. What do you think?
Well, look, I'm the worst judge of my own... The one thing I can always measure is quantity. You know, I'm very confident I can measure the amount of quantity of content we produce. The quality is in the eye of the beholder, to be honest. And I have no idea whether this episode is any better than the original ones in any way. And frankly, to be truthful, it doesn't interest me about the judgment about whether it's better or worse. What I am interested in is the... it's the sort of unexpected rifts in the conversation where things go in an unexpected direction or, you know, either you or I say something that we never thought before. Mm. I mean, none of this is rehearsed and I have absolutely no idea. I had no idea what I was going to say. In fact, I was shocked to hear myself remembering Seamus Heaney and bringing, you know, winning the Nobel Prize into the conversation.
Well, wasn't that an episode to have? Let me see. We had Seamus Heaney, we had J.K. Rowling.
Oh, yeah, we did,
Al Gore.
Yes.
Chase Jarvis, Chris Brogan, A.J. Leon. We had...
Melissa Leon.
George Lucas. Did I
Jesse M. White, George Lucas.
C-3PO and R2-D2. We had Kipling.
We had Rudyard, yeah. Rudyard was in.
And...
these are good, you know. I have no intention of putting all these hashtags on the end of it, you know. Just kill me to do it. Okay, look, there we are. There's a review. Shall we do it again?
Do what again? The podcast.
When will we do it again?
We'll do it next week.
Next Tuesday, same time. This will be published on Friday.
This will be published on Friday.
And we absolutely have to make sure that our audio production team do not spend too long trying to deal with something that's less than perfect, okay?
Yes, and I've just realised we didn't give our audio production team a plug at the end.
Well, you can write them into the show notes. Right?
They will be in the
You know, when you've done something, it's always possible to think of what you didn't do, right? it's always possible to think of that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's a bit like I love the way when somebody invented this phrase to put in, you've done a huge piece of writing, and you get to the end of it, and you just haven't got time to do all the proofreading that you want to do.
Mm.
So you say to the person who finds the typos in this, I will send you a bottle of wine. Roger Overall, thanks a million. It's a pleasure. Cool. Pleasure spending time with you.
Lovely.